Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy!
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us, hi!
Oh my god, there sure is! Oh, there's two of us! We're here! And you're here! Have you left a review and a rating yet? Have you subscribed? What are you fucking waiting for?
The review, I mean, really... Yeah, talk to us. Tell us your thoughts. This is the part of the podcast where you can participate. I'm sorry, I'm just blowing out your ears. I just want your ears to match my pussy.
That's near impossible. But if you're still listening and you're not dead, don't rate us on that one blowout. Rate us on all of them.
Rate it on the blowout that is my pussy. Like if you could imagine a blown out pussy.
It's just like got a nice hairdo. It's your pubes. They're all curled.
But I feel like I would straighten them for the occasion.
My blown out pussy. Pussy got a blowout. Listen, we are nearing the end of Marvel Phase 3. And this is, appropriately, Avengers Endgame.
Which I like to call, let's jam all the superheroes into one movie.
How did you feel about this movie? At the end of last episode, you said you fucking hated it. Can we go into why?
I just wasn't into it. I just thought it was like, just let's throw all the superheroes into one movie and invent time travel.
Like you just thought it was like a weird
cameo. Just wasn't that into
cameo.
It. It's like, yeah. All of a sudden time travel's invented. So that's going to solve all the problems.
Yeah. I mean, it is weird that it's like, oh, this whole time that wasn't an option, but now. But also it's like they were on the cusp of it. Well, we'll get to it. Could it have happened? It's like without the freak accident of Ant-Man returning. Or if the snap hadn't happened, were they about to make time travel? I don't know.
Anywho, what happens is the movie starts, first of all, 23 days after Thanos.
A Michael Jordan's worth of days after Thanos has...
did his snappy snap. And then we find out that he used... the power. Well, we find that out later, but he then destroys the gauntlet with the stones in it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm fucking done. So
Tony Stark and Nebula are floating through space.
Yeah. They are the only ones that survived out that way with the snap. And Captain Marvel heads into deep space to grab them. Like we immediately see her. That's the beginning. She shows up and they're like, who the fuck are you? It's where we left off with the post-credit scene with Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. And she goes and she can just on her own fly to space, no big deal, in her body, rescue Stark and Nebula, brings them back to Earth. And they are reunited with what is left of
So now the all Avengers. Of the Avengers are together.
Yeah, all the ones who are left, which is pretty much all the originals and then Rocket and Nebula.
Yeah. So everyone who survived the snap, and then they discover where Thanos is, and they're like, all right, we got to go get the Infinity Stones back.
Yeah. Their plan is we get the Infinity Stones back.
Undo the snap.
Yeah.
Snap, undo the snap to snap the snap.
I didn't realize the stones do your will. I thought it was just like they snap and the universe disappears. It's like, no, it's what you, they do what you want.
Yeah.
If you can survive living with the glove on. So anyways, they get there and yes, as you said before, we see Thanos who's like sickly and making stew in this peaceful planet. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I already destroyed the
stones to prevent you from doing, from you unsnapping my snap.
Thor decapitates Thanos, which is funny because in the last movie when he attacks him in the chest, Thanos is like, you should have gone for the head. And people are like, why did you do that, Thor? And he's like, I went for the head.
My favorite part about this movie is what happens next. Because then it goes 5 years into the future immediately.
5 years into the future. We see Captain America leading a group of men in like an
AA type session.
Yeah, where they're all kind of, it's group therapy.
Mm-hmm. Scott Lang finally escapes from the quantum realm.
Yeah. Oh, this is fucking wild. So the van that, when we, at the end of Ant-Man and Wasp, we saw him get, he gets sucked in. It didn't get sucked in. He goes into the quantum realm, but everyone who's on the outside that's supposed to get him out, they disappear in the snap. So he's been in there for 5 years, and a fucking, this van has been put in storage, and a rat just happens to run across the buttons.
Uh-huh. And pops them out.
Fucking 5 years later. He has no idea what day it is. What the fuck's going on? He's going through the streets like, where is everybody? What's it's like he just comes out to an apocalypse.
Finds out what happened because he goes to his daughter's house and she explains to him everyone.
Yeah, well, he found that memorial. Remember he found a memorial that's got little.
Yeah, that said everyone disappeared. Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck? And I love when he runs to his daughter's house and she's like, I mean, she's 5 years older. She's a teenager now.
Yeah.
Wild.
Wild.
But he's like, okay, I gotta get over to the
country. So they theorize that the quantum realm allows for time travel because what was 5 years for the world was like 5 hours when he was trapped.
Yeah. He's like, no, you don't understand. Like I think there's something here. And then they're like, well, how the fuck are we going to figure out time travel? Who do we know that's smart enough for time travel? And they're like, oh, we got to go find Stark. Who, by the way, 5 years ago was like, came back to Earth and was like, I'm done. Life is meaning. Like he saw that,
life is precious.
Pepper Potts was alive, and he's like, all right, I just want to spend time with you. So they go to Tony Stark's home, which is now, like, because he was living in this big, you know, high-rise fucking mega millionaire, always like a mansion by the sea or in a building.
He now lives on a lake in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, just away from it.
I mean, absolutely stunning. Like, of all the places he's lived, that's the one house where I'm like, that's the one I want.
Oh, yeah, it's
overlooking the ocean. I want a lake house. Just a super chill lake house.
Yeah, that like nobody knows how to get there. Oh, God, what a dream.
So he has a daughter.
Yeah, he's got a little girl.
He's married to Pepper. He's having a great life. He still thinks about Peter Parker because he's sad about the kid.
Yeah, because he was, you know, when he was out in space at the end of Infinity Wars and they, you know, lost, Peter Parker went away. So he's like, I think about him. And he says, I mean, initially they're like, hey, we need your help. He's like, dude, no.
But then he figures it out and he's like, I got to go get Banner. I got to go see Banner. Yeah, so he goes and finds the Hulk. And the Hulk, I love this so much. So the Hulk finally figured out how to fuse the two parts of himself, his intelligence and his Hulkness. And the Hulk is now just this like ripped, smart dude.
Who happens to be green. But like, he could still fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
The only green dick I would ever go near.
And not Kermit? You wouldn't fuck Kermit?
No. I am.
How hard Miss Piggy's on that dick?
Yeah, no. She would fucking.
I know, but like, how bad Miss Piggy wants that dick? You don't think that dick's good?
I'm not a homewrecker. Well, I'm not trying to go in and ruin the pig
and frog dynamic. You maybe want to have a threesome with Miss Piggy? And Kermit.
I don't want to feel insecure about my body in front of Miss Piggy, who loves hers. It'll fuck me up.
Hilarious.
And then I'd probably kill him on accident. He'd get like lodged in between my like the inner and outer pussy lip. It'd be a whole thing.
So do you think Miss Piggy has a nice pussy?
I mean, here's the thing is that like I haven't noticed that any other animals besides humans seem to have any. I don't go looking at their pussies, but I rarely go, whoa, look at that dog's pussy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They all seem pretty neat and organized, in my opinion.
Yeah, some of them have a more pronounced vulva.
Yeah, but it's just sort of like thicker lips.
I feel like if she had a good pussy, Kermit would have been more willing to fuck her.
They have a thing. They're a couple.
Yeah, but he's not like on that puss all the time.
Yeah, but I think he's just kind of, I don't want to say asexual. He's just I don't think he's a sexual being. I think there's some people that are highly sexual and some people, I think that's really the sexual spectrum is, are you very sexual or are you lightly to not sexual?
Yeah.
Most people are somewhere in the middle and some people are extremely horny and some people are like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Or he's just too focused on making his theater productions happen that he doesn't want to detract from his work.
So he's gay.
Yes. That is what I'm getting at.
Okay. So Banner, one of Stark's big concern is he's like, I don't want to lose my current reality. And he's like, and Banner's like, listen, changing the past doesn't affect the present. It only creates a new reality.
Yeah. Which still doesn't make sense to me.
So they're like, all right, we need to get Thor. So he and Rocket, go to Norway, which is where the new Asgardian home is, to recruit Thor. And this is my absolute favorite part of all of it. Thor is now just a fat
drunk
dad bod drunk.
He's just like a slob. He never leaves his fucking house. He lives there and just like drinks all day and is like, eh, 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 eh.
So depressed. He's like, I didn't stop Thanos.
Boo hoo hoo.
Boo hoo hoo. And then Romanoff heads to Tokyo to find Clint,
Hawkeye,
because Hawkeye is now a vigilante because he lost his family in the snap.
Which I still don't really understand this plot line or like what, like, is this supposed to be? I would love to know if Min found it very relatable that a man's family disappeared before his eyes and then his only reaction, like the only thing you could think to do was like, well, they didn't get to live. I'm just going to start murdering people. Is it just like you're so angry that you fucking want everyone to die because you don't have the people you love?
I feel like that's a very, very man reaction.
It doesn't make sense to me to go like, they're dead. So now you, strangers who I have no investment in, should also be dead. Just, it's wild. That level of anger, I can't even wrap my head around. But she's like, I got to get him back. To come help with us. So
she gets him. And now,
yeah, they gather Thor by like basically kind of being like, oh, what are you, a bitch?
Yeah.
Thanos, like, don't be a bitch, Thor, into helping. And so they all gather at the Avengers campus where they have been, you know, testing time travel and like figuring out if this is going to work. And they're like, they have this whole plan. That all of them, because they have a limited amount of the juice that they need to go back in time.
Yeah, the Hank Pym potion.
Yeah. So they're like, we're going to send you all back to different
points in time where the stones were. So that's why we're going to get the stones. Instead of going back in time and trying to get the stones from Thanos, which is like impossible. So they get ahead of it. Banner, Lang, Rogers, and Stark all go to the Sanctum in New York City in 2012.
Which is when the Earth was being attacked. Remember when like the sky opened up and the original Avengers.
And they go to see the Ancient One. And they're like, hey, Ancient One, give us the time stone. And the time, she's like, no, no, no. And then she's like, well, you know, years ago, years after this point, Doctor Strange gave the stone to
Thanos.
And she's the one that had given it to Doctor
Strange.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't do that because you could give it to him. And they're like, yeah. He's like, who is it, Banner? He's like, you know, Doctor Strange just willingly gave it to Thanos. And she's like, oh, I must have made a mistake. She basically is thinking, I shouldn't have given it to him. I made a critical error. What I think I'm supposed to do is not what I'm supposed to do.
And then, but that's, so, yeah, and then another portion of the group went to go get the Mind Stone.
Yeah, back at Stark Tower.
Oh, yeah, that's at Stark, or was it at Stark Tower? It was somewhere, yeah, that was Stark Tower.
It was Stark Tower where, like, we had seen in a past movie.
They were arresting Loki.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know, a briefcase that gets magically kicked over to Tony Stark in disguise, but it's Ant-Man just...
Uh-huh.
But fucking... They fumble
and somebody else steals it. And then they're like, fuck, Loki steals
Loki
it.
Loki escapes with it. They like fumble it. And while there's all this commotion, because their plan to distract everyone is to give Tony Stark, old Tony Stark,
a heart attack.
Like past Tony Stark, while the Tony Stark from the future is there. They're like, give him a heart attack. They'll just be quick. It'll come back to life. But fucking in the chaos, Loki steals it and escapes, which is...
So now they're like, fuck, we're going to have to find another time to go back to. So Rogers and Stark time travel to 1970. So they can take an even earlier version of the Space Stone.
Yeah.
And he encounters his father. This was such a great scene. With Howard Stark and Tony Stark.
Yeah, because he's died when he was so young that like getting to see him like interact with his father and kind of ask questions was just really magical.
It was a great moment. But I love that everybody kept commenting on his facial hair. He's like, there's this guy with this facial hair, and that's why they called security.
Oh, because he's on a military base in the 70s. And like, so they thought he was like probably a protesting hippie. Like that's when like people were like Vietnam and blah, blah, blah. Even his dad was like, you're not one of those beatniks, are you? But we're going to take a break and get into like the meat of what happens there when we come back. All right, we're back. So while Tony Stark is interacting with his father, Howard, and kind of getting information, but also Loki having this like, I You can't really say low key when you're doing Marvel shows because it sounds like low key. Having this fatherly connection he never got. Steve Rogers has snuck into the facilities and he's stealing Pym particles so that they can have they take those in the future so they have more opportunities to travel if they need them. By the way, that is not going to make Hank Pym happy if he finds out fucking who boy. He's just stealing future juice. Meanwhile, at the same time...
This is so funny. Rocket and Fat Thor. I love that we're calling him Fat Thor.
They go to 2013 on Asgard to get the reality stone from Jane Foster, who we know was Fat Thor's love interest. We don't really... It's not clear where she's gone. She's just gone.
While he's there, Thor gets his wet hammer.
Yeah, well, it's... He also reconnects with his mom. And when they get there, he realizes, like, oh, this is the day my mom dies. And he has this whole beautiful connection of, like, I love you, and I'm here to tell you something. And she, it's very clear that, like, she knows that she's going to die, and that's all part of it.
Yeah.
And she also knows he's from the future. He's like, she sees him, and she's like, oh, the future has not been kind to you.
Yeah. She's like, the future is, oof, type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. But he is able to get, because he's back in time, which now I go, well, wouldn't have Thor in the past lost his hammer for no reason? But then that didn't happen. But he grabs the Mjolnir, so now he has his hammer and the newly his newly fashioned battle axe. And they get what they need. They get the reality stone and they're like, let's peace the fuck out. And I love as he's leaving, his mom's like, please eat a salad.
Oh, so great.
Yeah.
I think that's something hilarious for all of us to take away, except for me. I can't eat vegetables.
What a hard life. You can't eat vegetables. I wish I would be cursed to not. I'm just kidding. I don't wish that at all. I need to eat more vegetables.
So next up, Nebula and Rhodes, they go to Morag 2014, where they're going to encounter the opening scene of, well, not the opening scene, but the opening introduction of when we met Peter Quill in Guardians of the Galaxy. The first one, always loved Peter Quill. And, you know, as always, soundtrack does not disappoint.
I love from this angle, though, because when we watched the...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer, and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Initial movie, you see him with his headphones on, and he's looking for stuff all over Morag, and you hear the music he's listening to, and he's jamming, and he's just fucking, woo, just knocking things out of his way, doing his shit. But then it cuts to them seeing him with headphones, and you can't hear the music. It's like if you ever see someone at a silent disco, he looks like a fucking idiot.
Yep.
And that's what Nebula says. She's like, oh, he's an idiot.
Hilarious.
And Rocket's like, well, yeah. Not Rocket, Rhodes. So they have to steal the Power Stone before he does. And Rhodes does manage to get it and get back to the present, but he loses Nebula.
Because Nebula somehow, her self in 2014 has a cybernetic connection
with her past other self.
So this is how Thanos is able
to figure out
that the Avengers are trying to undo his... He learns that he was successful in getting all of the stones and does the snap, and that they're trying to undo it. And he's like, oh, no, this will not take place.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you're gonna betray me. And she's like, I would never. So now,
I would never do that. And so 2014 Nebula is like, I have a plan. Let's capture 2019 Nebula. I'll take her place, and then I'll go into the future with everybody.
So that's what they do. They capture her, and she's got a few, like, wonky parts that had been replaced, so they switch like this part of her that's gold.
Because that's the one part of her that's going to make her look like modern day Nebula. Yeah,
which is wild. That's like, I mean, I guess like half android people don't really age. They just like have to replace their parts. So she goes into the present. No one's the wiser. Meanwhile, over on Vormir, where we had seen Red Skull, voiced by your friend.
This was sad.
So in the last Avengers, we saw Thanos sacrifice Gamora to get the Soul Stone.
So not, I wasn't even thinking.
So as soon as they land on the planet, I was like trying to not, I didn't want to be like, oh my God, because I didn't know if you were thinking it. But as soon as Black Widow and Hawkeye land there, you're like, I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
And they have this whole argument.
They basically fight to see who's going to die, and it ends up being Romanoff.
Yeah, she sacrifices herself because basically she's like, you have a family. I don't have anything. Please let me do this. And she like runs and jumps. And then he
runs and jumps, and then they fight and fight and fight. And ultimately she falls to her death. And so he gets the Soul Stone and he returns to Earth like hella upset because that was his fucking bestie.
Yeah. So when they all show up, because they're all in these different time periods, but they all show up at the same time, and people are like, where's Romanoff? And he just is like devastated.
Yeah. And they all put their stones that they found into Stark's homemade gauntlet.
Yeah. And Bruce Banner, because he's Hulk, everyone is like, I'll do it. I'll put it on. But he's like, it has to be me. Like, there's nothing thus far that we know of that can kill me. I'm physically the strongest. And also,
I'm also made of gamma.
Yeah. And that's what is going to kill you, is the gamma radiation that comes out of it. So he puts it on.
He does the snap and everybody comes back.
But in that exact moment, Nebula, because we have the fake old Nebula, evil Nebula in here, also brings Thanos to present day Earth.
So 2014 Nebula brings back 2014 Thanos on his spaceship where Gamora is, and 2019 Nebula are on his ship.
And in the process of bringing them back, the quantum portal, which is what they were time traveling through, absolutely destroyed.
As well as the entire building that they're in.
Yeah, they blow the Avengers compound to rubble. The team gets like fucking buried and somehow manages to like escape. But it's not looking pretty. Like,
luckily, 2019 Nebula kills 2014 Nebula.
Yeah, because 2014 Nebula goes straight for the Infinity Stones, which currently are in the hands of Hawkeye, who swooped at the glove. And at this exact same time, Captain America, Thor, and Tony Stark are like, all right, we've got to fucking take on Thanos. And he has decided he's going to use the Infinity Stones
to destroy the current universe and just start brand new, fresh. He's going to kill everyone.
Like, he's like, fuck it. I gave everyone a chance. I thought you guys would see with half the population, you have a better opportunity. but you wasted it. He really is just like, I tried. It's the evil genius way of like, I tried to be nice. I tried to do you a favor by killing off your loved ones, but you guys squandered it. So it's like a 3-on-1 fight, which is, it's a pretty badass fight. I mean, I know you said you kind of just thought it was a bunch of cameos, but I thought the fight scene was done well.
I just thought it was cameo. I'm just like, all right, here we go. So Thanos is there. You know, he's fighting Thor, Stark, Rogers, and then T'Challa comes in, Banner's there, and then Thanos' army shows up, and then all of the people who were buried at the bottom of the Avengers rubble were saved by Ant-Man because he supersizes and gets everybody out of there.
Yeah, but it starts doing the Doctor Strange time portals open up, so people are coming from all over the universe.
Yes, time portals everywhere. Peter Parker's there, Quill's there, Gamora's there. Gamora sees Quill. It's like okay, this is insane. And then Thanos.
You don't even think it was cool when Captain America could wield Mjolnir.
I mean, yeah, that was cool. Okay, but like, you know, he's worthy. And I love that at one point they're like fighting, he and Thor are fighting, and he's like, I want the little one back. Give me that one back. And they're like switching. All of this shit is going on. And then, of course, Captain Marvel
finally
comes and fucking just takes down Thanos' whole ship.
Yeah, as she does, just boom, boom.
And then Stark grabs tricks Thanos and gets all of the Infinity Stones from Thanos and puts them into his own gauntlet, and then Stark uses
snaps away
and then turns Thanos and his entire army into dust.
Yeah, and he just says,
I am Iron Man. Okay, and all of this at this point, I'm
as
just
he's
like,
dying,
oh my God.
By the way.
This is insane. And he's like dying because of the exposure.
His whole face is like burnt and blown up. And then Pepper Potts shows up.
By the way, Pepper Potts, not nearly sad enough for this. By the way, that I enjoyed when Pepper Potts joined the army. She showed up in her own little Tony Stark, in her own Iron Man suit.
Yeah. I mean, everyone was beating the shit out of people. And there was when a bunch of the women all were fighting someone. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Okay, I did like that. I did like that. Every major strong female character. And you know, I like that part. That part I liked.
Yeah.
But I still feel like it was just a very porn opportunity to just jam all the superheroes into one thing. And I just really thought that's what it was. It was just
a
moment.
Is there anyone we didn't see?
I mean, what's it called? Black Widow. That's it.
Oh, because she
was absent for the big fight. Other than that, every single person.
Yeah. It is like, yeah. And I mean, the fight ends and they go to it cuts to like, oh, there's a funeral for Tony Stark. So it is like, oh, he's like really dead.
Yeah.
He's dead, dead.
They put him out to sea.
Oh, yeah, and they put his original arc reactor, which, did you see the text on it? Proof that Tony Stark has a heart.
Yeah, I love that. That was really cute.
I love that, which we've seen before, but it was just like a funny, oh, yeah, that's there.
And then Barton and Wanda are fucking depressed because they both don't have their people.
They're like, oh, Black Widow and Vision would have been, like, so proud of this.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he says, and she's like, they are. No, we don't see Vision in the fight. Vision doesn't come back.
Vision doesn't come back. But we do know... that they are fine. They are fine because they get TV series. Because
they get a TV series.
So Thor decides he doesn't want to be King of Asgard.
New Asgard, Norway. So he appoints Valkyrie.
Valkyrie, which, by the way, her fighting on the winged beast was pretty fucking sick.
Oh, yeah. No, some of the shots were really fucking cool.
Shots were really, but again, just all it was is comic book porn.
Yeah. And he's like,
I'm not meant to be a leader. I'm meant to be a fighter.
Yeah, so he's going to join the Guardians of Galaxy and go out and fight, which is like, oh, so is that something to look forward to in the future? Thor and the Guardians of Galaxy? He's like, I just need to like go out and figure out who I am. Hawkeye returns to his family and like they're all there. So his family that had disappeared in the snap, he just runs into the arms of them. Peter Parker reunites with his best friend Ned, which is fun. You know who we don't see, which somebody said there was something cut out we missed something. Something is cut out of the main movie, and maybe there's a director's cut. I think it was Frank. We don't see Gamora at the funeral.
Yeah, we don't.
Everyone was at the funeral except Gamora, who had returned. So I don't know.
Well, maybe because she was part of his army.
Oh, maybe she like went away in the snap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
One of our patrons said he will post the scene on Facebook. So
yeah, he's going to post it on our Facebook page. So if you want to join our Facebook group, Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds, there's always kind of cool stuff popping up in there. Go find that on Facebook. Rogers is
responsible for returning the stones.
Which, now that I think about it, I'm like, wait, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking about when we come back. Rogers is responsible for returning the stones. We are going to take a break, and we will return right after this. And we're back. Okay, so Rogers, Captain America, was chosen to, like, return the stones to their proper place in time. But if he's going back in time, like, far enough, are there timelines where Thanos isn't dead? Or is Thanos just gone from existence? Because that feels really slippery sloping.
I think for the ones, well, 2014 Thanos. So 2014 Thanos is officially gone from the timeline.
But if he's returning something to 1970, couldn't, in theory, Thanos get his hands on it?
Do you think Thanos is working on his agenda then? That's the whole thing.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. He also is returning Thor's hammer. And this was really cute. They're like, okay, he's going to go back and return all these, but in present time, it'll take 5 seconds mm-hmm. and we'll snap and he's back. Or, you know, snap. They'll like bring him back. When they go to bring him back, he doesn't come back. And then they're like, where the fuck is he? What's going on?
And then they see him by the lake.
Yeah. They see an old man sitting by the lake. So Sam Wilson goes over there. And he's like, I'm going to go. I mean, Bucky Barnes saw him too, and he's like, go. And he goes over there, and we see this old Captain America who just, like, he went back, and he saw Peggy Carter, and he just does, like, I'm just going to stay. I'm just going to live life, which is so beautiful.
Really cute. He ended up living his life with Peggy Carter and then eventually coming back.
Yeah, and he gave the Captain America shield to Sam Wilson. He's like, try it on, which is sort of like, oh, are they setting up? He's going to be the new Captain America, I guess.
But how can he be the Captain America? He doesn't have the superhuman powers.
That's going to be, I guess that's what's going to be the future of Captain America, is him and Bucky Barnes going forward. And there's a brief flashback that shows Rogers like a young Captain America and Peggy Carter dancing in their living room. It's so cute.
Oh, so cute.
It does also, like, something like that also makes me sad in a really dark, I wish there was actually time travel way, where I'm like, I can never get back all those memories. But
memories, man.
Yeah.
And this ending kind of pissed me off, because I was like, why would he have done that?
Why would we have stayed?
Now we can't have his character. He's old now.
Yeah, maybe.
He just ruined it. Is that his way out of the franchise?
Yeah. America's ass is gone. It's a saggy old man ass. That's really funny when he knocks himself out or whatever, and he looks at his own ass and he's like, that's America's ass.
That's America's ass. And it's a great ass.
It is a great ass. He's a great ass. But yeah, I don't know. If maybe he went back in time and figured out a way to make a clone of himself, or gave someone whatever he had. Remember there was serum? Maybe he's like, well, I'm time traveling. I'll just go fucking swoop some of this and give somebody else the power. I guess I'll have to watch more to find out.
I don't know. Overall, just not all that satisfied. Really curious to see what they do with the last Spider-Man, how they kind of maybe tie up some of these loose ends.
Or do they? Do they just open up a can of worms?
Or do they? Or they just let it be, you know?
Yeah, because I guess it was called Avengers Endgame, but it feels like really the end of an era.
I don't know. It was kind of overall just like a bummer. I'm happy Captain Marvel was so amazing. That really did it for me. There were moments of this one that I liked, but like overall, I just felt it was just like comic book porn.
Yeah, it was like all like when movies stack their cast with a ton of stars just to be like, you can always tell it's not going to be good writing when like there's a ton of stars in it. And it did just feel like it's like, you know, when TV series end and some finale episodes are just like flashbacks to old episodes. Maybe they don't all do that. Maybe I'm just thinking of the Growing Pains TV show where their season finale was them going, remember that time? And it's just like clips. And then they move out of their empty house.
I gotta be honest. I don't think I really ever watched Growing Pains.
Well, that's Endgame. We've got Spider-Man Far From Home. And that's the fucking end of Phase 3. We wrap everything up nicely.
Yeah.
I guess let us know what you thought.
Yeah, I mean, if you hated it as much as I did, or even close to what I did, please let me know, so I don't feel like I'm just a hater.
And if you think she's a monster for hating, I cried watching it before I even knew all the stories. So I think you're crazy, but maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's actually harder when you know all the stories, because it's just like, oh, this is gratuitous.
By the way, here's a fun fact. One of our patrons shared in the chat, which you can do too if you're part of our Patreon. Frank just wrote, they had to reshoot Tilda Swinton's scenes because of errors with the script.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
wait, we can't say that and not have information on it. People are going to be like, okay, thanks.
What were the errors? I'm curious.
I want to know too. Frank,
I'm Googling.
Tell us the errors. We're Googling it right now. We're going to get to the bottom of Tilda Swinton.
They had to reshoot because of plot changes. Swinton added that the changes were tied directly to the idea espoused in the film that going back into the present doesn't change that timeline, thus altering the future, but creates a parallel universe instead.
Oh, wait. So if that's true, if going back in time doesn't alter your current timeline, but creates a parallel universe, then there is still a Captain America. He's just not in that universe. But if he understands time travel, I guess we'll just have to watch the television shows and see.
The alternate universes?
Yeah.
Well, in any case.
It's been fun getting to know the Avengers. I'm excited to see how they tie it up as well with Spider-Man.
Well, we love all you guys. I'm yawning again. Ugh.
Now's a good time to wrap up. Thanks for joining us for our Marvel Phase 3 Avengers Endgame episode. We will see you soon.
For Spidey-Man.
We're doing one last movie watch with all the patrons. So if this comes up before then, hopefully it will. Patreon.com/TrueFillyNerds to be part of the movie watch at any level. And to get all the details of our amazing Universal Studios group trip we're planning. We cannot wait. We'll see you there. All right, Moki's barking again. I gotta go. Love you guys.
That's your cue. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.